Well, it's still a warm evening here in November. Middle of November, and it's a wonderful day. So if we knew this was lasting forever, question always is, how long will it go? What's tomorrow bring? We looked at the future last night, and this week coming in, we're looking at God's timing. They say the timing has a lot to do with the outcome of a rain dance, but that's not what it's speaking about. It's not getting the right time to do things. We spoke about that last night. Time for sing, but it speaks about God's timing. Says in 1 John 3:20 that God is greater than our heart, and He knows everything. So the sense of knowing that God knows everything, that His time is right. What we'll look at the first teaching is found in 2 Peter 3:8-9. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. So, people often think when the response is slow, that means that, God didn't listen. We're not getting the answer we want when we want, not doing things the way that we want it done. But God is patient. If God does get angry, God angers flares. But God doesn't have a cold anger that stays. But He's patient. His desire is that all would come to a faith in Him. And He tarries His return. Our future, is assured that we will reside in a place which Christ has prepared for us. What we've done with the gift He's given us and what we've let Him run our life, and we've said, no, we run our own, we'll determine where that is. He's already prepared it, but He is patient. He wants all to come to repentance, to knowledge to Him. So there's a patience in Him, not a slowness, but an enduring. He wants all to come. We need to understand that He is patient, not disinterested.